There was more fog. There were more storm clouds to pass through or get around, but much of the traveling was in clear weather now. A part of the time, Lindbergh found a place not more than 10 feet above the water. At this distance, there is a cushion of air through which an airplane can travel most easily. At one time, during the morning flight, Lindbergh had to direct his plane up 1,500 feet to get away from heavy fogs. Even then, he ran into storm clouds again, through which he had to travel because he could not get away from them. To tell which way to go, Lindbergh had to watch his compass. Without this, he might have gone many miles out of his way. Some fishing vessels upon the water gave Lindbergh the first sign of land. He lowered his plane until he was down very close to one of the vessels, but he could see no men aboard. In the window of a second fishing boat, a man's head appeared. Lindbergh lowered his plane again and quieted his motor as much as he could when just a few feet from the man in the boat. "Ahoy there!" he called. "Which way to Ireland?" Perhaps the fisherman could not understand English. Perhaps he was too surprised to answer. At any rate, he did not reply, and Lindbergh directed his plane upward again and continued on his way. After traveling several hours more, he could see a rough coastline that was partly mountainous. He thought that this must surely be the southeastern coast of Ireland, and soon found that he was really this far on his way toward Paris. How hopeful he must have been at this time, and how thankful!